This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Hypnosis Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we are with Karen Blaine, a professional certified hypnotherapist who specializes in conversational hypnotherapy and is the author of her revolutionary book, Subconsciously Speaking. Karen, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Nice to be here, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. So how do we distinguish between our conscious and subconscious minds?
Well, science tells us that 90% of our mind is subconscious, and then only 10% is conscious. And most of us live our daily lives in that conscious state. And the conscious mind, that conscious state, processes our information and works with the practicality of our lives, whereas the subconscious is all about feelings and emotions, and it helps us to process things on a deeper level. Most of us don't spend enough time in our subconscious mind, which is where we can find a deeper and a more meaningful existence.
Now, how do we access our subconscious?
How do we access our subconscious? That's such a good question. Because that's where most people get stuck. They don't know when and where and how, and what does that really mean? Well, in my book, I describe at least four ways, but I've described four ways to access our subconscious. And each way is critical, and they can all be used together. I'll go through it a little bit with you, if that's okay.
Sure.
Ways is just centering ourselves, which means, and we all have heard this, at some period of time, we can go into a quiet corner and light our aromatherapy and put our favorite music on and feel like we're, you know, in our best frame of mind where we can center ourselves and at that moment be able to go deeper and listen for the inner voice from the subconscious mind to access us so we can use this. Let me go further. Another form of accessing our subconscious, because this is just so important. If we access it all the time regularly, it's not so foreign to us. So second of all, we can use silence, just silence, turning down the volume of all the stimuli around us. And in a quiet, peaceful frame of mind and a mood, we can sit there, let a few minutes happen, and then our subconscious will open up and we'll be allowed to use it more, to access it more. Another very important way to access our subconscious is through visualizations. And I use visualizations as nature spots. So for instance, you, Eric, if you have a favorite place you love to go that you think about, maybe Yosemite or maybe the beach, you go there, you have it in your mind, a special place, and when you're there in your mind, you're open. You're open to receiving deep in your subconscious stimuli, and it's on a deeper level. So that's another way to access your subconscious. And I'll just do the final one, which I call twilight, which is when you're going to sleep or you're waking up in that little half an hour range between the time you're falling asleep and you're going from the conscious to the subconscious. Same with waking up. Those both are very good times to take a few minutes and try to get further into your subconscious when all is quiet and you haven't started the day or you're just going to sleep. So these are four very important avenues to access your subconscious so you can make things happen there.
Now, how do we use our subconscious to help us heal?
Very good question. The reason that I wrote this book is because my dad was dying of cancer and I realized I needed to go to my subconscious to handle my grief. I knew all along, especially as a certified hypnotherapist, that getting into my subconscious would be one of the best ways to let go of that grief. We allow ourselves, when we go into the subconscious, to grieve at the deepest levels. And we allow ourselves to release some of the sadness because we feel protected by our subconscious. This is a part of our being where we don't really believe anything can hurt us. So as we stay there, and we grieve, and we feel protected, we might start to feel hope And a small light might come in into our subconscious. And then that light, we give it time, and the light will expand. And working in our subconscious gives us such deeper help so that the light can go brighter and brighter and brighter. And when we bring it out, we're so much better. The grief is still there, but it's so much better.
Today we are visiting with Karen Blaine, a professional certified hypnotherapist who specializes in conversational hypnotherapy and is the author of a revolutionary book, Subconsciously Speaking, here on eHealth Radio's Hypnosis Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Karen, how do we use our subconscious to become more powerful and self-confident?
My entire book is based on enriching our powerfulness and self-confidence. We can change our perception of how we view things using our subconscious. I'll give you an example. I'll give you the twilight. We're accessing our subconscious now, right? And we're going to do it with the twilight. So we're in a deep sleep. Before we go into the deep sleep, before bed, we're in our silent meditative state. This is when we begin using power-embedded suggestions. And we implant them deeply. Now let me go through this. We are not allowing negatives into this space at all. They are not permitted. So instead of saying, I am not, and that's like good enough, smart enough, etc., we need to say the words to ourselves, I am so good, just as I am. I am beautiful. I am kind. I accept and I love myself in similar expressions. This is the time to use only positive language. In this state of being, we will begin to improve our self-confidence and feelings of powerfulness. And we can do this as often as we want, accessing our subconscious and using these power-embedded suggestions. We will feel ourselves start to turn around. And during the day, when we're not even thinking we're in our subconscious, the inner voice that says we are all that will come to us more and more often. And we will feel better about ourselves.
How do we use our subconscious to deepen our ability to love?
Well, when we love and we bring it into our subconscious, the depth of our love stretches and it becomes more joyful and opens up. We connect more with the world and we have more happiness and fulfillment. So many of us are afraid to love. But when we are in our subconscious, we learn to stop being afraid. We have more trust. And as we have more trust, we enjoy the world more and more. When we love, we are breathing in positive energy and acceptance. And that shows. So when we're out of our subconscious and we're using our conscious, or we're back and forth between during our day, as we learn to show our love more openly and joyfully and connectively, we begin to experience so much greater joy and fulfillment.
Well, tell us, Karen, where our folks can be in touch with you and get more information and to be in contact with you online.
Well, I have a website. It's subconsciouslyspeakingbook.com. And they can buy the book on the PayPal there. And soon, I think it's going to be on Amazon. And so they can reach me there. Or I also have my website, another one is kbhypnotherapy.com, and they can reach me in any of those places, and they can always email me through those websites, too. I think the book is wonderful. I think it's the kind of book you can read over and over again and get something each time. So it's a bedside book, but I hope and think that people will learn a lot from it.
Well, certainly appreciate you dropping by. We've been speaking with Karen Blaine, a professional certified hypnotherapist who specializes in conversational hypnotherapy and is the author of her revolutionary book, Subconsciously Speaking. And the website of reference, once again, is kbhypnotherapy.com. Karen, thanks so much for being with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Hypnosis Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.